This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people list as presented and prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so what we do with this ancillary hour, folks on the DJV program with me, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we review and put in a lot of we fill in the blanks, if you will, when it comes to some of the ways these stories are discussed on certain talk radio programs and stations. So let's get at it with the story list for this week, starting at 10. And I think I want to bring in Jay on this one because she's our social media expert. This is the focus on the bias in social media, something we hear a lot about. And I'm not sure that we understand what the application is here. The bias on the part of people who own, these are private companies that are Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, private companies. So do people confuse what their quote-unquote rights are when it comes to freedom of speech? It's different if it's the public domain versus the private domain. Is it not, Jay?
Well, it's about also Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they're not just choosing what is out there. They're choosing who gets to say what. So you'll see some accounts posting the exact same content as a different account, and half the accounts are getting banned, shut down, or just like kind of blacklisted or shadow banned otherwise, where people aren't seeing them in their news feeds, where others not having any repercussions. Their stuff still shows, and it's the exact same content.
And so who makes those decisions? Is there somebody in an ivory tower at Facebook?
Facebook also owns Instagram, so their algorithms are very similar. Twitter's are a little bit more different, but Facebook, the algorithm, it says certain keywords can get you where other people will not be seeing your stuff. If you post something and there's not a lot of engagement, then the next few things you post just automatically won't get engagement because they're not going to reach anybody. You also have that people can, actual users can say, well, I don't like this content, and they can report content that doesn't necessarily fall in line with something that the social media platforms are against, such as bullying or misinformation. It could just be, I didn't like this, I for whatever reason. And then they have to go and review it.
Well, I think sometimes people don't even understand what an algorithm is. They're confused by all this. So just give us a primer before we move on as to what an algorithm is. What does that do?
It's kind of like if you how much people see. It's almost catch 22-ish. If you have more reach, you'll get more engagement. If you have less reach, you'll get less engagement. If you have more engagement, you'll get more reach. If you have less engagement, you'll get less reach.
I mean, I think at the core of it, what Doug is probably asking is, it's a computer code. It's coding. So that's what it is. It's a computer program that's written to, like Jay said, pick up certain keywords, and the amount of followers you have will dictate a lot of different things and how the algorithm treats your content individually. So it's a computer code. That's what an algorithm is.
I have so much respect for people who do this because who have figured out how to do it or make machines do it. Just my mind doesn't need to be
kids are doing it now. It's great.
And don't forget that various people can develop these algorithms for social media companies. We talked about Peter Sarzak, who is the guy who runs EcoHealth Alliance, who is involved with passing money to the Wuhan lab. And he was one of the people that Facebook contracted with his organization to develop an algorithm to flag certain types of content, most notably that it came from a lab in China, which a lot of us agree that it did based on the information that we've seen. If you posted that up on social media, you were going to get some sort of note that was tacked onto your post about that. So, is it the
consider
the arbiters of truth? Probably not.
No, not at all. Okay, number nine on the countdown list is the focus on police reform, the situation with Elijah McClain. That case has surfaced again. Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on that? Because I think you were the one who got us to focus on that in the first place.
Well, this was such a heartbreaking story. So, and finally, there is some justice for Elijah McClain. He was a 23-year-old black man who was in a suburb of Denver. He was out for a run. He has anemia and hypothermia. He was wearing a face covering, a face mask, a runner's mask. And so he went into a convenience store to pick up milk that his mother had asked him to bring home, and he ended up dead. And so essentially what happened was the three cops and two paramedics were on the scene, and they had already handcuffed him. He was on his stomach. He already told everyone that he wasn't stealing milk. He wasn't doing anything. He told them numerous times that he couldn't breathe. And so as he's on his stomach, already handcuffed with his hands behind his back, for whatever reason, the paramedics decided to inject him with ketamine, and they did it at 1.5 times the dose that would have been appropriate for his body weight, and it killed him. And so now, at least, all five of them have been brought up on charges, and they rightfully so. They should. And the initial DA had said that there would be no charges. That person got fired or kicked out of office or however it works in Denver. I don't know if it's elected or not. But there's a new DA who's been working on this case and on an investigation for the last almost a year now. And so that person has brought up these charges.
Okay, so let's move from that location to Minneapolis, where prosecutors this week filed a more serious charge against the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot Dante Wright during a traffic stop. This lady's name is Kim Potter, now charged with first-degree manslaughter.
It's ridiculous.
Not sure what the difference is between first-degree manslaughter and first-degree murder. She says she was reaching for her, you'll remember the story by me telling you that she was reaching, so she said, for her taser, and she got her gun instead.
This was so accidental.
She's not belong on the force.
Well, she doesn't belong on the police force. I agree, but she was there forever. In fact, she was involved with training officers. The interaction had these two. First of all, her partner was a person of color. Her person, this was not a, at least in my mind, this was not something that should be based on race. There are plenty of them to do that with, but this is probably not one of them. And she clearly was caught in the moment. The guy was fighting. He was going back and forth with this officer. She told him to stand down. He wouldn't do it, and she picked up her gun instead of her taser. I think first-degree manslaughter is a little insane. It's one of those stories about the boomerang again. Right. We have to address the real issues, like what we see in Denver now this week, what we saw in Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery. Those are real issues. This one,
I agree with you. I don't think this was race driven, but this is such gross negligence that a guy ended up losing his life. Doesn't matter what color he is. This was such negligence on her part, and how she was the person in charge of training other people, and she couldn't even, like, function according to protocol. I don't know. Obviously, and we were talking about, you know, prosecutions and prosecutors, obviously the reason that they put up manslaughter, first-degree manslaughter, is obviously they think they can win that case.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it looks bad for her.
Not
well,
good.
It's
all right. Let's go while we have Jennifer's attention here. Number eight on the story list this week is the recall, basically boiling down to Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. So how's that shaping up?
Well, the polling is looking better in Newsom's favor this week, but only by a couple of percentage points. It's still really early. Election day, September 14th. But get this. You want to hear about a scandal with Gavin Newsom?
Sure. Yes,
you
want to
hear this one's going to make you go crazy, because I know how you feel about China
like
and our investment in China. So we have our public pension system is called CalPERS. That's the public pension system.
That's billions of dollars. Billions.
Yes. And so a lot of false argument, like, you know, Gavin Newsom said, oh, well, we have a surplus in the state. Well, you don't have a surplus if you take into account all the unfunded pension liability. But it was revealed this week that CalPERS has more than $3 billion tied up in Chinese companies, including 14 state-owned enterprises that were blacklisted by the Trump administration because of their ties to the Chinese military. story.
You mean they had investments, like in the portfolio?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not illegal. It's just, it's not illegal. But,
well, but there are 14 companies that are blacklisted by the previous administration because of their ties to the Chinese military. That's not good. It shows that CalPERS had $450 million.
So what's Gavin Newsom's play in this, though, Jen?
So he's overseeing all of this. I mean, he's the one that gets to sign off on all of this stuff.
Does he really know what's going on?
Yeah, if you have a portfolio investment, and if you're a union or a pension fund, you're investing in, you know, however it works, but you're investing in either a hedge fund or you've got a whole conglomerate of stuff that you're invested in.
But don't get me wrong.
You can blacklist. You can say that, you know, the Trump administration can say, well, we're not going to do business with these companies,
but these
and that's
are,
fine.
But they you're broke the law. In them, there was an executive order signed by President Trump that California simply wouldn't comply with. Trump signed this executive order blacklisting these companies. You weren't allowed to invest in them. And so Newsom did it anyway. And one of them is tied, the really bad one, it's called the China Communications Construction Company, the CCCC. It's the one that's building all the military installations in the South China Sea.
I'm not saying that anyone should invest. I'm just saying I get that, you know, it's sometimes in large portfolios, it's a mix of international, large cap, small cap stuff.
The reason
that
it's
stuff.
Become such a big deal is that Newsom throughout his governorship and his lieutenant governor has had support for China. And so he's been kind of tied with them. He signed this crazy $1 billion deal for masks from China after the pandemic that he was criticized for. He praised a Chinese outlet that had ties to the Communist Party, the Tsingtao Daily. I mean, he thanked them for the balanced coverage of his recall election. Yeah. I mean, the guy is...
Oh, my God.
One more. There you go. Okay. 18 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Here's the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, so while we're in California for a second, interesting that prosecutors have filed some counts of indecent exposure this week against a transgender woman in Los Angeles who allegedly flung some stuff around, Jennifer.
At a spa, and this sparked a lot of protest and outrage in the city back and forth.
Called the Wee Spa. It's 21 after the hour.
What?
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, 23 past the hour. This is the DJV program, and in this portion of every hour of our DJV program, so you get it here on the countdown as well, the comments that you are sending our way from the various DJV social connections we have on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So, Jay, do you want to bring us through some of the questions that we have asked and what some of the responses are from some of our listeners, if you please?
Yeah, of course. So regarding the Texas abortion laws, Gary Roeder says late-term abortion is inhumane and should be banned. Melba Sweetman, none of the above, save a life and give it to someone else, kind of on the stance of adoption is the option.
This is as a result of the Supreme Court decision this week regarding the Texas abortion law, right? That's what this all follows.
Yes, exactly. And there were some people saying that women need to take accountability. Others, it kind of generated a whole conversation as well, where other people were like, okay, well, where does the man fall into accountability? Mm-hmm. Peggy Lou says, is in the camp of people need to take control of the life. And Paul Stern points out that if we don't have safe legal abortions, it's not going to stop people from getting abortions. They're just going to go somewhere else, and there's going to be more medical issues.
Jennifer, isn't it wonderful to hear from Paul Stern?
I always like it when he's always nice. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Okay, just a little inside, but Paul used to work with us. Anyway, but he follows the program in Palm Springs, and that's very good. All right, what else have we got? It looks like a lot of questions here. I wanted to know whether or not one justifies drinking and tobacco use with drugs. That was an interesting, actually, conversation, but the question is quite direct. Drinking, tobacco use, that's okay, but marijuana is not this. The hyperbole and the hypothesis of putting the two together hypocritical. I used all those wonderful alliterations. What are people saying? Hip hip.
Lori Howerter says no one really needs to justify it, to be honest. Aaron Bramblett says I think the only way to justify is if it doesn't negatively affect the people around you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let's see. Booster shots. We had questions about that and whether or not people are going to be getting a lot of misinformation about this week. So where are they coming down on this?
It was pretty half and half. A lot of people are saying that they can't wait to get their booster shot as soon as it's available to them. Others are saying, I'm not getting the booster shot just yet. Some are saying, haven't gotten the vaccine. Why would I get the booster shot?
Well, I think the question here is more what's in the booster shot. I was ready for the third one until Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on the DJV program, he advised that we wait, all of us, until there's
a
new...
I've heard a lot of people saying that, because they want to get protection against the new stuff.
Right,
more
that's
of
exactly
the old,
right.
Yeah.
And the old booster, the booster that would exist today is just more of the same stuff you got in one and two. So what we want is to get something that's good for Delta and Lambda and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, what else do you have, Jay?
Let's see. Andrew Cronin says, no way, no chance in regards to the booster. And Colette Liu says, heck no, too many side effects, including 43,000 dead, but they don't want you to know that, including the vaccinated. It's one of those.
Okay.
And also do not get your facts from social media. Please do your research. Look at articles and don't just look at one news outlet. Look at multiple news outlets because there is a lot of opinions that are parading around as facts.
Hand sanitizer. Do you use it? This came after I went ballistic talking about people don't realize, once again, bad information, that using all this Purell stuff kills all the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and that'll make you sick. So what are people saying about their usage of it?
Surprisingly, pretty much everybody said no or rarely. And I think the best comment came from Leif Stevenson, who says, no, and I ate mud as a kid.
Yes, good for you, sir. I hope you'll live to be live long and prosper. That's the way I look at it. I mean, growing up on the farm, I think all of the things that I've been around and still am around on the farm have kept me healthy. Frankly, build up your immune system that way. Eat dirt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As all hurricanes do, Hurricane Ida packed a punch for most of the eastern United States since Sunday. More information is coming in as Ida's energy has mostly dissipated Friday. In Trenton, New Jersey, police were going door to door, encouraging residents to leave their homes in anticipation of the rising Delaware River. Further north in Fairfield, the Passaic River is forecast to crest more than 23 feet by late Friday evening. The National Weather Service anticipated area rivers will crest and overflow through Friday. Republicans are not happy this week when it was discovered over $200 million put into the House Democrats' massive and partisan $3.5 trillion budget resolution is going to Presidio Park as a frequent hangout for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. House Natural Resource Republicans on Twitter called out Democrats' earmarks as slush funds for partisan pet projects. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
As NASCAR gets ready for the Darlington, South Carolina races this weekend, NASCAR Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon won the track six times. Mr. Gordon explains to Motor Racing Network what it is about winning Darlington that makes it such a measure of overall success.
It's such a challenging, difficult racetrack. Everybody talks about it, but I don't think you can express really into words about the challenge you face each time you go to Darlington, not just because of the shape of the racetrack being different from one end to another, but, you know, how do you drive the car? How do you set up the car? How do you manage traffic? How do you stay out of trouble, stay out of the fence? You know, everything wrapped into one. So, you know, to be able to go there and win one race says a lot about that driver's abilities and talent, but to go and do it multiple times, I think definitely separates you from, you know, from the average and, you know, even compared to any other racetrack. I mean, you know, you look at the greats and you look at, you know, certainly those that I respected the most when I was competing against them. And if you went to Darlington and had to compete against that driver, you knew that they were somebody that you were, you know, you were going to have to battle with a lot throughout the season because that's just how good they were.
The Cookout Southern 500 is Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Technically, the race is 501.3 miles and can be seen on Motor Racing Network and NBCSN. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
At 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the top stories of the week and our thoughts about them. It is Labor Day weekend, and one of the things, I guess this goes with the number two story this week, which is all about COVID, travel that takes place during Labor Day weekend, although I don't know that the warning is going to keep people off the roads. Last week I got stuck in a traffic jam. If those of you who go to Cape Cod and go to the islands here off of the coast of Massachusetts, no, there's not a lot of ways in and out. It's like there's two ways in and two ways out. And I happen to be on the highway that is one of the ways out, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there.
There's like a big circle, right? Like a roundabout that you have to go on to head out to the Cape. I have sat in a lot of traffic on that roundabout.
Lots and lots. Well, even in this, this is 80 miles away, and people from New York going, coming down from the mountains, let's say in Vermont or New Hampshire or Maine. That's also, I mean, yeah, the traffic was nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the idea here from the CDC, if you believe them or pay attention to them, is that if you're unvaccinated, you ought not to travel this Labor Day weekend. I wonder how much impact this will have on people.
Look,
not much.
Look, if you don't care to get the vaccine in September of 2021, I don't think you're going to care if you're traveling or not unvaccinated.
Yeah.
That was kind of a waste of oxygen from the CDC.
All right. So other things, the climate situation, more of the focus on the hurricane. Number three this week, 22 people dead. What did you say the number went
46.
Up to?
46. Yeah, 46. It keeps... People drowned in their cars. People drowned in their homes. It's nuts. The Northeast has, even though we've had lots of hurricanes in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. Tornadoes that were just huge, monstrous tornadoes that ripped through neighborhoods, ripped
off
down
the Cape,
homes.
Down the Cape, you never
and
heard
were people
tornado
even
Cape.
Expecting it? Yeah. I mean, you know, we knew that the storm was moving out and up the coast, but did anybody really expect it to be this bad? I feel like people were taken by surprise.
Absolutely. And in New York City, for the first time in the history of the city, they declared flash flood warnings, which they never had to do. And I have a lot of friends who still live in Manhattan, and the lobbies of their buildings all flooded. So
yeah, the subways, it's, all kinds. It looked messy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Very messy. You know what I'm surprised isn't, just as an aside here for a moment, what I'm surprised isn't in the countdown, the beginning of the football season. Isn't this weekend, Labor Day weekend, the beginning of the official season?
No, it's the 12th. No, yeah,
oh,
next
it is.
Weekend.
Oh, okay. So they're still playing, are they playing a lot of exhibition games this weekend?
No NFL this weekend. The pre-stuff all ended last weekend.
There I am, right on top of things.
Doug's sports report.
That's it, right? Yep, Doug, the sports guy. Okay, let's go back for just a second to the climate discussion, because there's a new hurricane. Larry is the name. Fifth hurricane of the season. It has, I'm looking at AccuWeather here, suggesting the storm is going to reach major hurricane strength in the next day or so, or over the weekend anyway, because people could be listening to this all over from Friday through Sunday. Maximum winds at the moment, 80 miles an hour. So what's at the moment won't be necessarily pertinent at the end of the weekend, but it is interesting to see that this they're just coming one after the other, after the other, after the other. And
this
they're pretty strong
this storm. One kind of... Larry makes me a little nervous, because I was looking at because I live on the shore in Jersey, and so, you know, the Hurricane Ida traveled all the way up through the land, which normally hurricanes, you know, really peter out by the time they hit that much land. But Larry is going to stay in the Atlantic and head up. And they don't even, at this point, they don't know which direction it's going to go. It might hit Bermuda and then head up through the sort of traditional path. But if it doesn't and it stays out in the Atlantic and heads north and west, basically towards the East Coast, that can be a really, that's when you get lots of like ocean flooding and storm surge, and that could actually be a pretty dangerous storm. So hopefully it'll take a turn and it won't hit us, but that's one that coastal people are kind of really concerned about.
Right. Okay, I'm bouncing around a little bit here. I don't know what's new when it comes to, like, number seven is our relationship with China and Russia. The conversations continue. The Chinese continue to abuse their relationships with us and everybody else, because
we
let
them. And they're
them.
Also in Afghanistan now, so that's part of the... Yeah, that's why they've become more relevant, I think, this
Week. One of the things that hasn't been discussed a great deal is something that ought to be discussed, and so we give ourselves the platform here. The pulpit allows me to take a shot at the Federal Communications Commission, which this week announced that they were going to let pretty much anybody from any country, any company, invest in U.S. radio and television. In U.S. media. And so the Chinese are ready, willing, and able to throw lots of money to control our media. And how it is that we keep letting this sort of stuff happen, what is the matter? Have we become brain dead? Is there so much toxicity back and forth with the nonsense?
People are worried about their own
left?
Personal wealth and power rather than the good
exactly.
of the country.
I mean, I think that's they have. China has so much money to throw at Hollywood movies. If you can't get your movie made, then, you know, and China comes along with, hey, we'll back your movie, and here's $100 million, and cast whoever you want, and all that. I mean, that's the same thing with media companies. If media companies they don't have investors, you know, there aren't a million Warren Buffetts running around. So yeah, they follow where the money is. And Jen's right. I mean, they're putting their own bottom line ahead of literally everything else.
Un-American. It is. It's just un-American.
Sure.
But we have, I think, because of what's gone on, you know, we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about youngsters being able to have cars when they were 16, the lack of parental involvement, the parents just want to dispose of their responsibility. So I don't want to drive you to your activity. Here's a car. Go drive yourself. when kids haven't got a clue about how to drive, what their responsibilities are. That kind of stuff, it seems to me, is indicative of what we are like. Our attitude is all about me. It's all about, it's, and that's that me generation, but I think it's spread to beyond just one generation. And thus, we have the situation that we do. Number six, story about supply chains and what's going on, whether it's true or not. I am aware and became more aware this week. Somebody, a little bird, let me in to the story of all. But one, well, we did talk on the DJV program about how companies are buying their own freighters so that they can get stuff over here because there has been a logjam. Supposedly, the supply chain has been fouled up by the COVID situation, and to a point, I think that is correct. But there are a lot of behind-the-scenes gangs involved, apparently, in various locations in the supply chain, in the line, the linkage. And also, back to the Chinese again, they're buying up all the freight systems, they're buying up all of the freighters, and they're controlling them, and I saw credible evidence this week. It isn't that we have a chip shortage, is that the Chinese are hoarding them, putting them on ships, and just leaving them in. They're not moving. They're just sitting there because they want to screw things up, and that's what they've done. Yeah, to trust these people with anything is beyond. I just don't get it. And yet people continue to buy stuff. I had to buy some new, a couple of different items this week from the farm and also for my own personal use. And I make sure I ask or I look to see where the stuff is made. Is it better that clothing is made in Cambodia and Vietnam and Laos than it is in China? Yeah, I wish it was made here. But there are all these American brands, made, and they're not made in America. They don't say they're made in America. But you see Levi and Hagar and all of these other big names. Look at where the stuff is made. Why can't they be made in America?
Well, the last big brand name that was being manufactured actually in America was Brooks Brothers, and they a couple years ago they had to take their operations overseas. They just could not.
They didn't have to, but they did.
Well, they said they couldn't stay in business because the profit margins are just they couldn't operate. So it's a sad state.
Yep, it really is. Okay, moving along, we'll get to the this is. The Afghanistan withdrawal is number one this week. I don't know what there is to say about that, but we'll check it out. Stand by for that after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Uh, All right, moving back in to the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. That's what the job is here. The week of August 30th to September 3rd is our focus. I just want to underscore something before we go move on from China. And that's what Jennifer said about the California pension system, whether you heard the numbers or not. Almost a half a billion dollars of money from state employees, retirees, and would-be retirees, a half a billion dollars has been invested in Chinese companies.
That into companies that were blacklisted because of their connections to the Chinese military.
Yep. Okay. Now, the Afghanistani situation, students still being rescued. Apparently, there are still a lot of people. This has not gotten, there's not a lot of light on this side of the story, Jennifer. What's going on?
No, it's not good. There are still, and acknowledged now by the State Department, hundreds, maybe thousands. They said easily there could be thousands more students, young people that are trapped in Afghanistan. California had a large amount. Apparently there's a large settlement of people who've come here from Afghanistan in the San Diego area, which I had not really been aware of until this story started to break. But there were a lot of people that have family over there. And they say more than 1,000 U.S. students and children of special visa holders are believed to be stuck right now in Afghanistan. There are some local congressmen who are trying to work to get them out, but the State Department is in charge of the investigation and has not been very cooperative in doing this. So, yes, the withdrawal, say what you will about it, it was bungled. Here we are today. I think the question is, what happens to the people who are still stranded? Are they going to be killed? Have they already been killed? Are they going to be able to get home? And how is that going to happen when the United States has no power to negotiate their return? The only power we have is by lifting sanctions on the Taliban or providing them with aid, which was pretty appalling this week when both Lloyd Austin, who heads up the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and Antony Blinken said that they would consider giving aid or resources to the Taliban. It just seems like we lost all of our power. And so for many people in the military who served there for 20 years, they
laughable.
Think, well, why are we, yeah, why, what happened? What do we do all this for?
Joke. It's a bad joke. All right, so because of all of this, number one on the people list is pretty much usual, the president, whoever he or she is, in this case, Joe Biden, we were laughing off the air about the polls showing him at an all-time low when he's only been in office for 8 months. However, having said that, the military not happy, the average person doesn't seem to be happy, therefore his approval rating has dropped.
I think he's going to have to regain trust.
Where
just looking
Trump
at this.
Was in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and look, let's just talk about Biden for a second, because Trump's approval, I mean, you know, Trump had a whole different set of issues to deal with, but Biden was seen as this guy who was, well, maybe, but Biden was the guy who, like, was going to be empathetic, and he was going to unify people, and he was going to be the adult in the room when it comes to foreign policy. And now he's kind of lost the faith of some of our allies. He's lost the faith of people within his own party. The news media has even started to do negative stories on Biden, which he's not used to seeing. So he's got to rebuild trust, I think, with the American people. This Afghanistan thing, I think, was bad, and you're seeing the administration want to move on to issues that get people really emotional and hot, like the Texas abortion issue. They're focusing a lot on that, focusing on climate change. I think they're doing that on purpose to try to move away from this.
When did he say, my mind is going blank here?
Yesterday, when he was doing an update on the hurricane.
Okay. All right. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. This is the DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pretty past the hour. Friday brings us a visit from the Honorable Nick Miles, who runs OurAutoExpert.com, which is a fabulous place for you to go and get your car fixed. If, I mean, you can't. He doesn't have a garage. Yeah, he does actually. He has a garage on his house. How many cars you got in your garage?
Six right now.
And can you fix them yourself? If there's something wrong,
no.
Can you fix them?
Yeah, you wouldn't want any of that, though, Doug.
No, really? What, you're not a good mechanic? After all the things that you know and you've learned, you couldn't fix your own stuff? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm the kind of guy that knows the theory, but, I'm a good consultant, but you wouldn't want me there with a wrench.
Really? That's disappointing. Yeah. I'm pretty good at taking stuff apart. Don't ask me to put it back together, however. That's not necessarily, maybe that's not too helpful. All right, General Motors has stopped production of the, is it the Volt or the Bolt, whichever one, the electric vehicle, because they have a lot of battery fires. Is this indicative of the whole industry and the people who are running and racing to buy electric cars? Should they perhaps relax a little bit first for a while?
The Bolt with the B-O-L-T, the Volt actually stopped production several years ago. It's discontinued. But the Bolt, the B-O-L-T, yeah. The B-O-L-T, because their supplier had a fault with the battery, and every single Bolt B-O-L-T is being recalled because it will catch fire. There's a possibility it will catch fire. So they're recalling all batteries to be replaced. Because you don't want your car catching fire. I don't know if you knew that, but it's not a good thing. The idea is that they're all being replaced. Mm-hmm. They're all being replaced. It's not good for Chevrolet's whole brand of electric cars. And, of course, this is the company that said they wanted to turn their whole fleet all electrified by by 2036. I think it's a floating target. They keep changing the day where they want to be all electrified, which I, of course, you disagree. I think you think it's a bad idea. I think it's a poor idea, but not quite as bad idea as you think.
All right. So J.D. Powers has released their annual ranking, and people are saying apparently that it's not the car, but the smartphone connectivity that's a big problem.
Yeah, so this is the initial quality survey, and it's the problems that most new owners have in the first 90 days with their vehicles. So they rank the brands. Interestingly enough, Ram were on the top, and their sister brand Chrysler were on the bottom. So it was a Stellantis. This is the company. It used to be known as Fiat Chrysler. It was a sandwich. They sandwiched the whole survey, one at one end and one at the other. But yes, the biggest thing that people had problems with was their cell phones. Interestingly enough, saying that that was what they were having the most problem with is pairing their cell phones to their cars, which to you and I is probably, you only have to do it once usually, but is something that's absolutely necessary because you don't want to have to be picking your cell phone up and using it while you're driving in the car. A very basic skill seems to be the biggest failure in our industry.
You'll be happy to know that I don't usually pair my old pickup truck doesn't have the ability to do that, and my Rover has it, but I honestly don't know how to do it, or if I did, I think I asked my son to do it. He does it with his when he's in my car, so the phone comes up to him or my daughter, but it doesn't to mine. I just do the regular thing. I don't know. Aren't there better things and more important things to be concerned about when it comes to running your car than stuff like that? Maybe that's just
I don't know. I think a lot of people do it if they use the phone in the car quite a lot rather than having to have it ring and pull over and answer it. You know, if they take calls in the car or they just want to be able to chat with somebody in the car or they want to take a business call or they want to be able to check on the kids or whatever, they want to be able to do it from the car. Or you could wear one of those pretty headsets and wear those in the car, you know. I mean, there's choices for everyone.
Nissan Maxima, highest score in this J.D. Powers review in what category? Or every category? Is it every category?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, they list the number of faults the amount of faults that people listed on each car, and Nissan Maxima had the fewest of any car in the United States. So they actually came out on top as the vehicle that had the least number of complaints against it. So, again, they were lucky. They were the ones that actually got the least number of mistakes. But there again, you look at it, and how many people can, you know, buy Nissan Maximas? It's a really nice car, but to have that nice piece of pride against how many mistakes you have in your vehicle, they're not selling huge amounts. There were some interesting results from this survey. One of the biggest ones was the fact that Tesla were third from the bottom, but they can't officially be counted because they don't have.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.